VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Victoria, and you're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hello, VoiceTubers. Welcome back to the challenge. So 10-10 is coming. I'm sure you guys have plans to go somewhere for this long holiday in Taiwan. Remember to wear a mask and wash your hands frequently, especially before you start eating. Speaking of eating, haha, that's a good transition right there, right? In the video today, it talks about the famous fast food restaurants that you probably haven't heard of. If you like to watch the video, remember to go to our website. And Pronunciation Challenge provides the link in the video near the sentence of the day. So back to the topic, to be honest, I haven't heard of a few of them mentioned in the video, since I've never been to those countries. Although, they all look very tasty and delicious. I'll be using my favorite fast food restaurants as the sentences today. So make sure you pay attention to them. Let's see if you can catch them all. Now let's get to the sentence of the day. Specializing in seafood, Nordsee is the third largest fast food chain in Germany, right behind McDonald's and Burger King. 好的，那这句话呢，其实有两个发音重点。第一个字就是 specializing， specializing， 注意大家不要念成 specializing 哦，这边要念成 shall， specializing in seafood. Nordsee is the third largest. 那这边我会强调一下语气，因为我们这句话想要告诉大家这个资讯它是第三大的。Third largest fast food chain in Germany. 这边可以停顿一下。Right behind McDonald's and Burger King. McDonald's 后面是有 S 的哦，因为它就是麦当劳叔叔的嘛，对不对？ McDonald's and Burger King. Alright, let's read that one more time.Specializing in seafood, Nordsee is the third largest fast food chain in Germany, right behind McDonald's and Burger King. OK, 那这句话的中文的意思大概就是专攻海鲜料理的 Nordsee 是德国第三大的连锁素食餐厅，仅排在麦当劳和汉堡王的后面哦。哇哦 ,OK, 所以其实麦当劳跟汉堡王其实全世界都是非常的有名的嘛，知名的。It's really well known, right? 但是我觉得卖海鲜的素食餐厅真的好特别哦。Okay, anyway, let's move on to our vocabulary number one, which is a B2 word, specializing. Specializing, it is a verb, obviously, with the ing at the end of the word. It tells you that it is a verb. 那它的意思就是专门研究、专攻或专门从事的意思。那 specialized 或者是 specializing in something 都可以。Alright, so this is my sentence. Domino's and Pizza Hut have beenBig competitor since I don't know when, and it is clear that they are both specializing in making pizzas. Good pizzas? Not really, but yes, in making pizzas. 中文的意思大概是，达美乐和必胜客自从我不知道多久以前在台湾就是竞争对手了，他们都是专门做 pizza 的，好吃吗？其实还好，但是他们两家就是做 pizza 的。And if you go into a restaurant, you can also ask for the specials. What's the special? 今天的特餐是什么? You have to add the in order to address that it is the special menu of the day. If you ask, hey, what's special? Well, then it sounds more like you are judging their menu. And because, you know, it doesn't really pop for you. So what's the special?The chef's special is 辛 ramen with a cuddled egg and a couple of bok choy. 今天的特餐是什么？主厨的特餐呢是辛拉面加半熟蛋 cuddled egg， 还有两片青江菜 bok choy. Okay, number two, fast food. Fast food is a noun, 就是素食嘛，麦当劳啊，汉堡王啊。I always go to Five Guys for their burgers, Shake Shack for their milkshakes, and In-N-Out for their fries when I was in California. And the best thing of all is that they all have drive-thrus. 我在加州的时候呢，会去 Five Guys 吃他们的汉堡， Shake Shack 喝他们的奶昔，还有吃 In-N-Out 的薯条。而且最棒的是，他们都有得来速哦。So drive-thru 就是得来速。Alright, I wonder why there isn't many drive-thrus in Taiwan. Maybe they should have a motorcycle drive-thru, don't you think so? Let's move on to number three, chain. Chain 它其实就是链子的意思。那 chain store 顾名思义就是连锁店的意思。那但是像句子中呢，就是可以省略到 store 去表达 chain store 连锁店。I've never knew that you could do a seafood fast food chain because that seems to be, you know, hard to keep the seafood fresh. 我都不知道海鲜会有连锁店，住食连锁店，因为感觉很难维持新鲜耶，因为海鲜嘛，对不对？ All right, so let's repeat the sentence of the day again. Specializing in seafood, Nordsee is the third largest fast food chain in Germany, right behind McDonald's and Burger King.I hope you guys liked the episode about fast food today. I wouldn't say that fast food is healthy, but the top three fast food restaurants that I mentioned in California are definitely worth the try. Share with me in the comment section about your favorite fast food restaurant. And if you've seen the movie Food.Inc, you probably wouldn't support the idea of eating fast food. But do let me know about your thoughts. I'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.